Welcome to the Fit in 42 Life Podcast. Fitness, lifestyle, community, and getting better every day.
Welcome back to the Fit in 42 Life Podcast. I'm Jerry Washak. Here's Ryan McMillan, everybody.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. What's up, man?
Fit in 42 Universe.
Dude, it's been a long time.
It has been.
We were going weekly for a year, and now we're going like every other week.
It's, hey, we're busy, you know? It's tough, but it's we got to get in here.
I kind of, you know? My goal is kind of like, I want everyone check in wherever they listen to podcasts and like, waiting for us and be like, oh man. And then they're like, yes, there's a new one.
And they dropped, you know.
That's what I'm hoping.
It's like we're like Elvis. We do less performances.
Yes.
You know, so when we do them, it's a big deal.
So they really hit.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're doing. So to all of our listeners, thousands of you. All right, guys. So right, you got what are we on? Week 5 of Fit in 42 right now?
Yeah. So we're closing out week 5. Yeah, tomorrow will be the end of week 5. And it flew by, you know, it flew by. It's freaking awesome. Like our team is amazing. The coaches, the whole, like it's been an amazing experience. This team has been awesome, locked in start to finish, you know, and everyone's learning a lot about themselves and there's transformation. This is what's awesome. It's like we did the recommit seminar, which was great because people were able to reflect on where they were and where they are now and be able to see the changes. And it was super inspiring and motivational just to hear everyone talk about themselves and to see the changes in such a short period of time and to see the impact that we're having on people, you know. So for them, it was awesome for them to hear about the changes. It was awesome for our coaches and for myself to see like, oh, this 42 is amazing, you know, we're doing it again, you know, this is why 42 has been around so long, because we actually do make an impact and change. And
so you just brushed through it, but this kind of goes with our topic today, but the recommit seminar, what is the point of that? Because week 5, now you're doing a recommit seminar, like 5 weeks, you got to recommit. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. And this will kind of tie into our main topic today, but like recommitting guys to your goals, this is something you have to get good at, you know, like when, like basically 5 weeks ago, everyone began a journey, you know, and it's exciting that they're pumped up and then it gets going. And sometimes you're eating the same food, you're seeing the same coaches every day, you're doing the workouts. It's like you're in this routine and stuff, you know, and sometimes people start to back off and maybe they stop weighing their food, you know, on the scale. Maybe they stop drinking all their water. Maybe so all those little slips here and there. And then eventually you fall overboard and you're drowning again, you know, and we don't want to allow that. We want everyone to kind of look back, see where they were, see the improvements they've had in themselves, and then start to get back to dialing everything in, right? Like being a high achiever that doesn't miss any of their tasks, any of their requirements. Like you can't slip up on anything, because we find over the course of time, people do start to slowly kind of stop performing at the peak that they're supposed to. And we want to check them in a way is like, hey, we're not going to let you guys do that. And majority of the group wasn't going through that, but you want to prepare them for that is be like, hey, recommit to yourself. And throughout a fitness journey, you're going to have to keep on doing that. And that's just them looking back at where they started, you know, who they were 5 weeks ago, which would be like in maybe a depressed place, a sad place, unhealthy place, you know, and then look at where they are now, you know, and maybe it's they're happier, their relationships with their kids are better, their relationship with their spouse is better, right? Yes, there's physical change on the scale and the results are better, right? And when you're able to look at those positive changes, it motivates you and it inspires you and it fuels you to continue forward. And you really have to keep recommitting all the time, because guess what? Like fitness is an infinite game. It means it's never over, right? It's like you don't hit your peak condition and then, oh my gosh, I'm 10% body fat. I don't have to touch a weight again. It's like, no, like, because you could start doing bad habits again. You could start slipping here and there and then you revert right back to where you were. And we just try to train them to get their shit in order again, you know, and just continuously recommit to their vision they have for themselves.
Yeah, so no one knows this yet, but I'll tell you guys right now, and maybe you'll remember it, maybe you won't, but we've decided as a company, after this 42 is over, we're going to get together and blow it up. We're going to create something even better. So every few years, we blow up Fit in 42. We changed a lot to it. And that's what we're going to do again. We just feel like, hey, let's do something. Let's create something. I'm not going to say the word magical, because Fit in 42 is magical, but it's not something so different. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Because, in life, what's the only constant is change. Everything's changing, and we got to keep changing too. So if you've done 42 before, you're doing it right now. There's going to be a different one come October.
And that's what's cool. It's like, we blow it up like every few years, you know? And what I think happens a lot is like we grow as coaches. We keep getting better, you know?
Yeah.
So like we keep expanding. We know better techniques. We know better ways to make sure your guys' nutrition's better. We know better ways to work on your mindset. We learn a lot. We keep expanding. And then as time goes on, it's like we take those elements that we're learning and we know are more beneficial or going to enhance the program, right? And then so then we instill them into the program so that you guys can learn what we've been learning. And so like 42 is it's constantly changing, you know? And
it's like a living organism.
It is. That's a great point. It's like it's living and it's breathing and it's expanding and it's growing. And then that's what we do every few years is shake things up. And really our focus isn't to like blow it up and restart. It's to improve it and make it greater, right? And whatever elements we instill. And as a team, we always come together. That's what's cool. It's like the La Quinta team, the Palm Desert team, the Palm Springs team, the Texas team. We all put our minds together and then we improve 42, you know, and then it rocks and it's so different for a few years. And then we do it again. And that's just how we do things, right? And it's awesome. Yep.
Get ready.
Excited.
So article, right? I found this article and I said, that's interesting. Let's tell the podcast about that. So the title of this article is The Silver Tsunami, a record number of Americans set to turn 65 this year. I thought that was really interesting. Like, wow, 4.1 million people are turning 65. But 65 is not really like 65 anymore. Well, it can be. hold on. It can be. It could be really old and you're going down. But also, it could be where you're just getting started and you're thriving still. And I think a lot of you know that Ryan and I started Strong Republic personal training in Palm Springs and La Quinta. And this is what we do over there. Generally, we say it's like 40 plus over there is like the general age, but really it's kind of like 50 plus, 55. And so it's really cool. So we see people generally getting older, even into their 80s, and we train them 2-3 days a week in small groups of up to 6. And that's it. They're not 42ers. They're not like you guys. They're not like, hey, I want to go every day. I want to just multiple times a day. I just want to go 6 times a week. They're just like, hey, train me 2-3 days max. That's all I want. See you guys next week. And I want my quality of life to be better. I just want to be able to move a little better. I want to look a little better, but I want to feel better. I want to strength train. I know that's important. And so what I wanted to tell you guys is, in case you didn't know that, but if you didn't know that we were associated with that company, but and also if you know anybody, like you guys know what 42's done for you. You love 42, but maybe you have a parent, a neighbor, a friend, someone that 42 is just not right for, you know, it might be too much because it is too much for some people. We try our best to accommodate everybody. We used to have a lady in a wheelchair come 42 mm-hmm. and she did amazing because we have amazing coaches, but ideally it's not the right fit for some people. And if you know some people, now that's what Strong Republic is. It's a fit for the people that need something a little slower, but still, you know, it still can be intense, but it's just a different environment. It's not, you're not going to have your loud techno music all the time. You know, some hours do, cause they have some really energetic, crazy people at Strong, but for the most part, it's personal training in small groups for people that are getting older. And it doesn't mean it's not going to be difficult. We treat everyone like an individual in those groups. So I just want to tell you about that. We have one in Palm Springs and La Quinta. Anything you want to add there, Ryan?
No, I really love, like, I love the Strong Republic teams over there. And the cool thing, guys, is like we said, like, we had with 42, we always would get people to come in, and we might get 65-year-olds, 70-year-olds that come in, and it might be a little intimidating to come into a 42. As you can know, you guys know where it's very youthful, it's very loud, it's very wild, crazy. We're a fun studio, and it could be intimidating. So we were thinking, like, how do we build something for these guys, you know, meant just for them, with the focus, like me and Jerry, we're very like both fixated on like longevity and like living to 100 years old. Like me and Jerry, we want a very long life, but we don't just want a long life. We want to be healthy, like into our 90s, into our 100s, and like still thinking the way we think and moving the way we move, and like being able to make an impact on the world and being in the world and being able to do life at a high level. Instead of like, you know, hit 70, 75, and then your life starts to decline, you know. So that's our whole mission with Strong Republic, is to extend longevity and to extend the quality of life of people as they grow through life. And that's really the purpose of it, you know. And like Jared said, we have 65 and older, 70-year-olds, we have 80-year-olds over there. And it's incredible because they're taking this lifestyle and they're starting to live a certain way, and their quality of life is increasing, and they're seeing the changes and stuff like that. So like Jared said, if you know somebody, you know, get them in Strong Republic, because it's definitely making a change on that group of people. You know, it's making a huge impact, and it's one of the most, I'm super proud of it. Like, it literally, like every time I see it, I'm like, this is incredible, you know. And they're so happy, and they're moving better, and they're operating better, and just to know that we're extending life and teaching them so much, it's incredible.
What I love, Rise, there's some people we never ever would have seen in business. Like, they never would have came into 42. They just like, nope, not for me. And now we're able to help out more people and see like just two completely different brands, but they have the same exact moral and ethic code of way of doing business and customer service and care and love with all the members. That's what I love. So like, they don't know that we're 42ers, but they just know, oh, Strong Republic, that's cool. But it's the same, like, the same North Star is running them both, as far as like how to treat people and take care of them and love them and show them a good time and make them feel connected to where, like, if you're going to have to do fitness and exercise, do it where, like, somewhere where people care about you and you're a part of a really special something. So anyway, that's Strong Republic, guys. Let's talk about the topic of today. Now, we talked earlier about the recommitting seminar in Fitting 42 this week. And the recommitting is, hey, you're 5 weeks in. Why do you have to recommit? Well, we're humans. And even though you've been doing something 5 weeks and 35 days, but we want to be like stimulated, and we want things to be so much just fun all the time. And that's not always the case. And so today's topic was, do you know what to do when the motivation starts to wear off, when things start getting boring in your routine, but you know you need to do them, but you're like, you're just feeling like, And every single person, including Ryan and I, we felt like this. I'm like, do I have to? And oh, man, it's like, I guess it could be with anything in life. It could be with your relationships, and like, it could be with your job or your fitness. But like, right. So we wanted to go over today, like, some tips that we identify and that could help you out. And we're going to talk specifically with your fitness and health, but I'm sure you can utilize these and use these with the rest of your life. But Ryan, do you have some, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, Jerry, you nailed it. And like, this is like, I've been a coach a super long time. And when I'm a student of like high achievers, you know, so I study high achievers, whether it's like successful marriages, successful careers, successful in people in fitness, like in all realms, you know. So like Jared said, this like really connects to everything. And I found what like with looking at people that achieve at a high level in all categories, that they've mastered this like hidden skill, this skill that's not really talked about. And that's mastering the monotonous, mastering the basics, mastering like the routine when things just become routine and habitual, right? And I find the most successful people in all aspects of life, they embrace the habitual nature of what it is. They embrace the routine. But I find that's a small percentage, you know? And the majority, though, they're not prepared for how that feeling is, right? So like Jared said, when you start a fitness journey, right? When you start off, you go sign up and you're freaking pumped. You're like, oh my gosh, Fitting 42. My life is about to change and this is going to be amazing. And Dulce tells you everything that's going to happen to you if you stick to this program, you know, and you stick to what she tells you and you're excited. And that's that energy, right? That excitement, that pump, right? And you're ready to rock and roll. And then you start the journey and then what we find. So that's like, think about all those things you get excited about in your life. And then you start them. And then as time goes on, that energy starts to dissipate. It starts to disappear a little bit, right? And then once it disappears, that's where people fall overboard. That's where people make the biggest mistakes. That's where people revert back to their old habits because they get bored and it gets monotonous and it gets routine and it, you know, and then that's when people start to go back to their old lifestyle of eating habits. That's when people start to slip in their career. That's where people make mistakes in their relationships because they're not prepared for that moment when that feeling happens. And the most successful people of all things are prepared for it. They actually train themselves to expect that moment, right? And prepare for that moment. And they know what to do during that moment. And that's what we try to teach you guys is be ready for that moment. Be ready for it when it comes, you know, and it happens to all of us, right? Like I'm doing 75 hard and like 2 weeks ago, I hit me like, man, I've been doing this for like 50 something days. And you start having this conversation with yourself. You're starting to like have these negative conversations like, why am I doing this, all this? But guess what? I've prepared myself for this. So I know when I start speaking, listening to myself like that, I have to talk myself out of it and then remind myself of why I'm actually doing this, right? Remind myself. So I'm going to talk to the 42ers and fitness just because it's more relatable to you guys. But I want you to think about all aspects of your life too. And that's really the first key, guys, is to expect that moment. So when you start to feel that and the excitement disappears, you have to be willing to recognize that moment. That's the first part. Like, oh, it isn't fun anymore. It isn't as exciting anymore. And that's step number one. Now it's like, what do you do? Are you prepared to get yourself back into a re-energized state, back into a renewed state? Because you could do certain things to get yourself sparked again to where it's like, yeah, that's why I'm doing this crap. This is what I'm doing. So it's like, and you have to train yourself to hype yourself up again, to get back in the flow, get back in the rhythm, just like you just signed up, right? And like I said, this is like a secret ability or skill or something that these high achievers have. But I think it starts with just expecting it, preparing for it. And like when it comes to fitness, I always remind myself, right, just like we do with the recommitting to goals, is first one, ask yourself questions. You know, I think like high achievers are always questioning themselves and having conversations with themselves, learning to. I heard this thing a long time ago and it really connected with me. It was like, you need to learn how to talk to yourself and not listen to yourself, right? And most people just are listening to all the negative and just going by that. And then certain people know how to actually speak to themselves, talk themselves through things, right? So like for fitness, for example, say you're kicking butt and you're rocking, right? And then you get that monotonous feeling, that routine, it starts to get kind of boring, that low energy of like that excitement of what you're doing starts to fade. Now you want to ask yourself questions. So we always ask, where were you at the start of wherever that when you began that journey? So like 42 is a great example. So it's like, okay, question where you were during the beginning of 42. So before orientation, who was that person? Most people are going to be like, I was depressed. I had an awful relationship with my spouse. You know, at work, I was a low performer, right? I had no self-worth. No, my self-image of myself was poor, right? I was angry all the time. I had mental and stress, anxiety, depression, all these things. That's before, right? And that's why you started this journey, right? Then the journey goes on, and now you're freaking, now you have to ask yourself, where are you now? Oh, I'm happier. My relationship with my spouse is better. You have to start recognizing all the positives of what you've been doing, right? You're in a better space right now. You're actually, your business is doing better than it's ever done before. Your kids are you're playing with your kids more and their relationship with them is better. There's all these things, right? You're calmer, your depression's lower. Maybe you're off of certain medications or reduced, right? So you have to acknowledge those things and then understand and remind yourself of that, right? This is why you're doing the workouts. This is why you're eating right. This is why you're drinking the water. This is why you're showing up to these seminars with Coach Rye. This is why you're journaling. This is why you're doing ice baths. This is why there's a reason, because of all the changes that have happened, right? And when you start to reflect and you're like, yeah, I am less depressed. I'm not who I was before. You start to get reinvigorated to do the same habits over and over again. And it re-sparks you because, like, for me, guys, like, I hit it like 2 weeks ago through 75 hard, and it was, I don't know, 50 something days in. And I'm like, man, this is freaking hard. I'm wiped out. I start like having that. And then I had to ask myself, who was I when I, before I started? I was having chronic, like constant episodes with my genetic disorder over and over again, right? And Jerry was there, like he saw, I battled towards the end of last year, right? And so I'm thinking, shit, man, do I want to be crampy every day? No, all right? I don't want to be hurting every day. I'm not in pain anymore. I'm functioning right. I'm there for my wife. I wake up and I feel great. I'm getting, so I start to do that. And then it hits me like, yeah, you're definitely not quitting, bro. You're definitely not quitting, because if you quit, you're going to be cramped up. You're not going to be feeling good. You're going to have low energy. You're going to be a bad partner for Dulce. You're going to be a less than father for Elise, all right? I'm not going to be able to engage with Jerry and my team at a high level because my body's all distraught. So I start putting myself through that, and then I start to get re-energized. And who am I now? I'm kicking butt, right? I'm looking good. I'm feeling good, right? I'm high energy all the time. I don't feel pain in my body at all, right? And then so for me, it's like, yeah, you're not going back. And then that energy starts to come back. Like, this is why I do this, right? This is why I committed to this. And then it pumps you up to keep on going. And then you get out of that state of where you're low energy and you're not wanting to do it and you're wanting to just throw in the towel. But when you reflect and remind yourself and you compare and contrast to who you were and where you are now, it really gets you out of it, right? And that's what I mean by you have to expect it. So for me, every time I do something difficult, I expect a moment where I want to quit, where I want to give up. It's going to happen at some point. But are you prepared to reverse that? And are you prepared to get yourself out of that slump as quickly as possible and revert your energy back to heading in the direction you want, right? So it's like a secret ability and a secret skill. And I've been doing this so long, I'm prepared in a fitness space. When I do something hard, I know it's coming. You know, it's like in my career, I know it's going to get hard at some point. And then you got to be able to prepare yourself and expect it and getting back in the flow, right? It's a key to marriage too. I've been married 10 years, right? And like to think it's always just like freaking amazing all the time, right? It's like, guys, like I'm the most real person you're ever going to meet. And it's like, sometimes it's like you're in routine, right? Sometimes it's the same, and you have to do it for your relationships too, right? And be like, cause that's the love of my life and this and that. And you have to like, and then you get refocused in your relationships, right? You get refocused to be a parent. You get refocused to all these things. So it's a secret skill and ability that works for every like aspect of your life. So expect those type of low energy moments. And when they happen, be able to get yourself out, because that's what I find is the separating factor, is that moment. And most people don't know how to handle it and they don't know what to do. Right. What do you think, Jay?
I think that, you just did a really good job.
I was flowing, guys. I'm all like,
yeah, you just did this last weekend. You're like recommitted everyone. So you were like, this was like nothing for you. You were just flowing. You were in flow state. Yeah, I love what you said about expect that moment. So like, that's this great thing, because you expect the moment where your mind's like, hey, hey, you don't like this anymore. You shouldn't do this. You know what? This is too hard. Or no, there were this. Or your mind starts like making you question things. And then I think if you're expecting that, and that's the best message from this whole talk, I think, is to expect your mind to try to talk you out of the things you want to do. Just know it. And then you're like, ah, it is happening. And then you got to go back to that phrase that we all know. We all just that remember your why, like the biggest thing. So I was writing notes as Ryan was, he was inspiring me. And I was just thinking like, why is it that none of us that are listening right now have to think about brushing our teeth every day? Like no one listening is like, oh, I'm going to brush my teeth again. I'm not going to do it. I don't feel like it. I'm just going to not brush. Like we all do it because we don't want our teeth to fall out. And we want to have nice teeth. And like, it's just something that we do. Like how did we create that? How was that a part of that? Something that everyone does for the most part, but most people out there just do. Like they don't have to be motivated to brush your teeth. You're not like, I'm not going to do it this week, or oh, I'm back on it. I'm brushing again, right? Like, no, you're like, it doesn't happen. And it's because you know your why, and you've trained yourself to remember that, and it's just part of who you are. And I think that if we could remember the same, we can remember that kind of example when we're talking about wanting to quit, like our fitness. Like every single one of us has wanted to quit. Or many of you have quit and you've gone back and then you've quit, and then you've come back. And I think that a great thing is to remember the pain you went through when you quit and how much it sucked and the disappointment and the shame and then the having to see people you used to see and then you're 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 plus pounds heavier that you saw these people and you were so proud of yourself and now you see yourself and you're not and you like the how that felt when you've decided I've been defeated and I've give up. Like how did that feel? And then when you restarted, how did that feel when you had to get that train going again? And it's like hurts even more and it's harder this time and the results aren't coming as quick. And then now you're back to where you were and maybe you're better, but maybe you just hold on to that. Man, I didn't like the way I felt when I saw that person that was so proud of me that I did such a great job and it felt so good to make them proud. Then I saw them again and it didn't feel good. Or I didn't like the way I felt when I quit and then I was really disappointed in myself and I didn't like looking at myself and it really made me sad and I was really just disappointed in myself. And that's probably the biggest thing is if you could be self-aware enough to say, you know, well, like I failed and I'm not gonna do that again. I don't want to feel that way again. And that could be your why. Like that feeling hurts so much that I won't ever let it happen because I can control that. You know, you are in the driver's seat of your decisions. And now that you know, your brain is going to try to take you there. But then you remember that it freaking sucked falling off. And then it sucked even more restarting. And now your brain's trying to do it again. And you're like, wait a second. No, this is not it. So, I have decided that like brushing my teeth, like moving every day is important to me. I like the way it makes me feel. Like I've said this in the past, but I used to be all about a sweet six pack and looking ripped and taking my shirt off at the beach. I don't care about that anymore. Like honestly, I don't. But what I do care about is like, I feel good. I feel good. And it makes me happier. I'm just moving more. I'm noticing like now I'm walking so much more than I ever did in my life. And I'm actually lifting weights a little less than I ever did. I'm just exploring, changing my workouts. And I like the way my mind feels. And that's, now that I'm over 40 now that's important to me. Like my why has changed. And now it's about being happy and being clear-minded, and I know that it makes me feel better. Do I want to walk every morning? No, but I do because I'm like, this is what I do. I walk 45 minutes every morning, and then I get my day started. That's just, I don't miss. And so that's me. And you got to find out what's important to you. But I really feel that holding on to something that was painful enough to put yourself in check, to not let you go back there. I guess it's like, I just telling Ryan this the other day. I took away my daughter's tablet the other day for the first time ever because she was being a total jerk. And I told Shanice, and Shanice is like, at first I said 3 days. And I was like, all right, well, we'll start with one day. But that hurt enough. But now she knows what that feels like when I'm going to take it away from her for the next time. And she's, I'm hoping, going to be like, not worth it. I'm going to listen now. And like, that's what I'm hoping. But that similar thing, but you're just doing it with yourself, being like, oh, if I do this, it's really going to suck and I'm not going to be happy. And eventually I'm going to come back and then I'm going to go through this cycle again. So
I love that.
Took a little.
No, I love that. That's so perfect because like, it's just another method for you guys, right? So it's like you could look back and where you were and where you are now. But then the other thing is like expect it and then prepare for the moment. Now, some of us operate when the moment comes, you're like, how am I going to feel if I quit this shit? You know, and that's like where you got to look back at all the times you quit in your life or quit certain things.
Because we all have. Yeah. That's so familiar. Every single one of us has been there and we've all done it and we're all like,
oh. And now you're saying it out loud. I'm like, I actually do that too. Like, how am I going to feel if I quit this? If I stop right now, I know tomorrow I'm going to be so pissed at myself, you know, like I'm going to be so angry. Like, and I know for me, like I'm really hard on myself. So I know like tomorrow, if I quit today and I wake up in the morning, I am going to rip myself apart and I'm going to be so angry. And then, but then obviously thinking about that, how I'm going to feel if I don't follow through, it makes me do my job and do what I have to do and get the task done because I don't want to feel like that towards myself, right?
Yeah.
I love that, Jer. That's
And we're all going to, we're going to fail some more times. We're going to quit. We're going to do this. But like, do we sit and think about it and get disappointed in ourselves? And do we check ourselves and do we talk, help self-talk and be like, hey, you're better than this or no, let's go. Like, that's what it's all about. Like, that's how you win. And then, and something you said earlier about studying high achievers. And I just wrote some notes to that too, because I'm super curious with winners. Like what a winner. No one's better than me. No one's better than you guys either. No one is better than any of us, but how did they get there? What did they do? Like, what are they doing? And then I'll be like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, I don't like that. No. I can't. Oh, I can do that. Oh, that's how they did that. Okay. I'm going to take a little bit of that and make it mine. And then I'm going to like, so what, just going off of what Ryan says, how we study high achievers. I do that with everything in business. The whole Strong Republic brand came from a brand, one of my mentors. It's Alloy Personal Training. It's training for generally 40 and 50 year olds and older. And Rick's a good friend of mine who founded it. And I was like, oh, like another one of my buddies bought the franchise. And so he owns 4 Alloys. Me, I go back to Ryan. I said, Ryan, I think we could do this a little different. I think we can create something really special, put it with our twist, and boom, did it in Palm Springs and La Quinta. And now it's a home run. And so like that, I studied a high achiever there. And I was like, I love this. But let's just tweak it here. And I do that a lot in my life. I'll be like, hey, and Ryan does it with his fashion guy. He's like, oh, I like this fashion. Like we all do it, but it's like, take like from today, take what resonated with you and make it yours. And I'm not sure, I don't know if it's called negative reinforcement or positive reinforcement. I never can understand which one is which. I'm just going to, for the sake of, I think it was negative reinforcement is the technique that I use of, like do this and that's going to be negative. So I think that's what it's called, but I use that technique because pain and fear motivate me to not do things. And you got to decide whether that technique works for you or not, but it does for me. And so that's what this talk was about today. It's like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what works for us. And we're your coaches. And we want you guys to be prepared and ready for what's coming for you. It's coming your whole life. And so hopefully these tips can be like, yeah, I remember this. And here it is, you know?
And I love that, guys. And like one final story that I love about this concept, it's a Kobe Bryant story, you know? And remember, our topic is about mastering the monotonous, the basics, the fundamentals, the routine, you know, the boring, right? Like all of that. And there's a story, and I forget that it was an interview that a guy did, and he said, hey, Kobe, can I go to one of your practices and just watch you practice? And then I'm going to do an article on it, you know? Kobe's like, yeah, sure. So then they show up to practice at 4 a.m, right? And then the guy said, basically for 3 hours, all Kobe did was layups, free throws, you know, little jump shots, like all of the basics and stuff. And then the 3 hours went by and then Kobe finished. And the guy was like, Kobe, all you did was like the basics, like, and he's like, yeah, he's like, why do you think I'm one of the greatest of all time? Because I don't get bored with the basics and I master the fundamentals. And that's what makes me great, is I don't get bored of doing things in routine while others just do all kinds of stuff that doesn't work, right? So, and then I always think of that, like if Kobe's willing to do free throws and layups and all the basics for 3 hours every single day, it's like I could stick to my meal plan. I could stick to my workouts and all that stuff, the same stuff over and over again until I get the result I want. Kobe's case, that's championships, you know, and then in my case, it's other achievements and goals, but you keep doing it until you get the job done, you know. Whew. That was awesome, Jared.
Dude, that's high five. Yeah.
Air five just did right it. There.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Hopefully you got some from this. I had a lot of fun because, I don't know, some things I've never even said out loud said today, and I was happy. So we'll see you next week, guys.
That was awesome. Later. Take care, guys.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Fit in 42 Life. You know, we all have people in our lives that we really want to help change, but they just don't listen to us. But maybe you can send them this episode, and that would be all they need to help change and really make an impact on them. You know, thank you so much for all the support we've been getting from you guys. And remember, keep living the Fit in 42 Life.